as some Colorado counties, including Archuleta, Montezuma, and San Juan, follow the state's safer at home model under Governor Jared Polis, La Plata County will still follow safer La Plata guidelines under San Juan Basin Public Health Department. It's been 10 days since the Safer La Plata order started, and today marks the timeline for some businesses to start moving forward and slowly get back to that business as usual model. Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, says that non-critical businesses in La Plata County still must certify that they understand the steps that need to be in place to continue to not spread the infection before they turn their open sign on.
We've now reached, you know, the timeline that we expected that businesses would start taking the next steps. And so that is now happening as planned. And what we're keeping in place is that self-certification process where businesses have one place to go to get all of their guidance and attest that they've, you know, read it and that they are ready to take the next steps.
In order for businesses to self-certify, they must fill out a form on San Juan Basin Public Health Department's website that says they will have correct signage, protect employees' health, implement social distancing, prevent crowding, and certify that their stores are going to be clean. In reaching out to businesses for this story, several of them had stated that they're going to wait and see what happens. Jalan says it's going to be a learning curve in implementing these new guidelines for everyone.
We expect that businesses are going to understand this is hard. There's a lot of habits we have to change, and it's okay to go slowly if that's what your choice is. So we want, you know, everyone to be able to do what's right for them, and what's right for all of us is protecting each of us.
One retail business that will open their doors today is Animus Trading Company in downtown Durango. This year marks their 30th anniversary and their first time with having to implement social distancing. Kathy Wakeman is the owner of Animus Trading Company. She says that they've been working hard the last nearly 2 months they've been closed to get their 3,200 square foot retail floor ready for customers to shop safely.
We've been redoing the displays in the store. We took some displays out to make some more room so it's less crowded and people can look at stuff and keep their distance, just trying to keep everything as clean and safe as possible.
Wakeman also says she will be limiting the store's customers to 10 at a time. Although Animus Trading Company has been doing curbside pickup, Wakeman says she's thankful for the extra time she had under Safer La Plata orders, but is admittedly afraid to be opening a business and be around more people again.
It is a little scary. I feel a little better about it this week than I did last week. I think just as time goes on, I'm feeling a little bit better, but I still, just thinking about people coming into the store, touching things, and you hate to feel suspicious about everybody, even though you're not everybody, even myself touching things, like just trying to stay clean. So the gut feeling is it is a little scary to open, but we need to do it sometime. And if we can just do it slowly and do it right, then hopefully we can just come back slow.
Both Jalan and Wakeman say that they have been so impressed by the support of the community and business owners in their willingness to all work together to help softly open the economy while doing it with people's safety in mind. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.